This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Damon Troy and Party Time, and Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting in London today. On his way into the talks, Kerry said he was hoping to find possibilities to resolve some of the differences over Ukraine. Lavrov told reporters the situation is difficult. The talks come amidst increased tensions in eastern Ukraine, where clashes between pro-Russian and pro-Ukrainian groups left one person dead. Russian fighter jets and helicopters have started training flights over the Mediterranean Sea, according to a Russian Navy spokesman. NPR's Gregory Warner reports the spokesman made no mention of Ukraine.
To some here in Crimea, the Russian presence feels like protection, not aggression. Russian forces have amassed troops, tankers, and reportedly even missiles aimed at the Ukrainian mainland. Their stated aim, to secure the peninsula before Sunday's referendum, where Crimeans will vote on whether to break away from Ukraine and be annexed to Russia. Russia's overwhelming display of military force may be intended to encourage uprisings in mainland Ukraine, in the predominantly Russian-speaking east. The Crimean military standoff comes with near-total informational blackout. Ukrainian channels are blocked, and several activists in Crimea have been reportedly arrested or disappeared. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Simferopol.
Problems by nuclear missile operators at an Air Force base in North Dakota last year were reportedly worse than initially indicated. The Associated Press is reporting that airmen at Minot Air Force Base would have failed their portion of a major inspection had their poor marks not been blended with better ratings from support staff, including cooks and facility managers. The search for the missing Malaysian airliner is being expanded both in the South China Sea and in the Indian Ocean. NPR's Louise Schiavone reports a former federal investigator says mobile devices could provide clues as to what happened to the flight.
Former Department of Transportation Inspector General Mary Schiavo says finding the plane will provide the ultimate explanation, but passenger cell phone records could tell a compelling story, as they did on 9/11.
And even on this plane, if their calls didn't go through, at least there would be some indication of cell phone activity. So I hope that that is being analyzed as well, because when we did our work on the 9/11 cases, we learned a lot from those brave souls who managed to get out cell phone calls.
Still, Schiavo says it's too soon to conclude the mysterious disappearance was more than a mechanical failure, and she's confident it will be located. Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
President Obama says that 4.2 million people have enrolled for coverage on the Affordable Care Act. In an interview with WebMD, the president says that number tells him the signature law will work. The president conducted the interview as part of a campaign to persuade more Americans to sign up by the March 31st deadline. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 points at 16,117. The NASDAQ is flat at 4,260. This is NPR News. Police in Baghdad say at least 8 people are dead and more than 25 others are injured in a string of bombings at marketplaces and in commercial locations. Chinese authorities say 5 people have been hacked to death in a fight between 2 food stall owners in a southern marketplace. Police shot and killed another person as they attempted to break up that fight. One of Germany's most famous soccer club presidents says he will not appeal a 3.5-year jail sentence for tax evasion. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin that the president of the Bayern Munich soccer club is stepping down.
Uli Hoeneß said in a statement that evading nearly $40 million in taxes was the biggest mistake of his life. The 62-year-old says that even though he's stepping down as Bavaria Munich's president, the club remains his life's work. The former World Cup-winning striker played for the team for 9 years before retiring at 27. He helped his club win numerous trophies and championships. Hoeneß was convicted yesterday of 7 counts of tax evasion for keeping funds in a secret Swiss bank account. His lawyer argued he should escape punishment because he gave himself up, but the judges ruled his confession fell short of the whole truth. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Air pollution is now so bad in France that officials in Paris and 2 other cities are allowing people to ride public transportation for free for the next 3 days. Nearly 3/4 of France is under an alert. The European Environmental Agency says it is the worst air pollution in 7 years. And deep under the streets of London today, dozens of young computer experts are conducting a high-tech war game. They're trying to simulate what would happen if the country's banking network were to suddenly be knocked offline in a major cyber attack. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Vital Projects Fund, supporting the Museum of Modern Art, now presenting the exhibition Gauguin Metamorphoses. More at MoMA.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned, because Nick Spitzer will be on the air with 2 hours of American Roots. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to go back now to 1977 and a track from the Muddy Waters album Hard Again. It was produced by Johnny Winter. Winter's also on this album as a guitarist, Muddy on guitar also, as is Bob Margolin, James Cotton on blues harp, Pine Top Perkins on piano, Charles Calmazzi on bass, Willie Big Eye Smith on drums. Here they are with a number called The Blues Had a Baby, and they named it Rock and Roll.
Name the baby rock and roll. Mama Sim said it. You know the blues got soul. Pine Top said it. You know the blues got soul. Well, the blues done had a baby.
Roll. got me standing around crying. Now you got me standing around crying. No, don't love you, little girl. But you're always resting on my mind. Driving you round in my automobile. Oh, baby, I ain't gonna be riding you round in my automobile. Got so many men, I'm afraid you may get me killed. Oh, baby, you ain't nothing like you used to be. No, don't get me killed, honey. Oh, baby, you ain't nothing like you used to be. I was deep in love with a little girl. You were just sweet as an apple on a tree.
Eric Clapton from his disc From the Cradle. That disc came out in 1994 and earned Eric a Grammy in the category of Best Traditional Blues for that year. And that was a number called Standing Around Crying, an old Muddy Waters tune. We heard Muddy prior to hearing Eric, a Muddy Waters band from 1977. And from the disc, Hard Again did a number called The Blues Had a Baby, and they called it Rock and Roll. Muddy says the blues has soul. If he's quoting Queen Victoria, then that must be the case. Here's an interesting character that Muddy Waters definitely had an influence on. We're talking about Eddie Harrington, originally from Mississippi, moved to Chicago back in the early 1950s and changed his name to Eddie Clearwater as opposed to Muddy Waters. So it's, you know, I guess he figured maybe he'd get a few gigs out of that. He's had a number of discs out over the years. We're going to turn to one that he had out in 1996. Here's Eddie Clearwater here on KRVS doing a number called Party at My House.
Well, does everybody go when the drinks are closed? I need a number six pack, but it knows there's a party at my house. There's a party at my house. There's a party at my house. That's where the action is. We're gonna rock and roll. We're gonna play the blues. So everybody bring along your dancing shoes. There's a party at my house. There is a party at my house. There is a party at my house. That's where the action is. Now you bring Betty and you bring Sam. You bring your guitars because we're gonna have a jam. There's a party at my house. There is a party at my house. There is a party.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Now you've heard the T-Bone Shuffle, and you've heard the Texas Hop. Got down at the checkerboard lounge with the whiskey on the rocks. Now fasten up your seatbelt for a Mississippi jam featuring the one and only Cottonmouth Man. Shout mercy, the blues cannot be killed. Cottonmouth Man, Cottonmouth Man, Cottonmouth, Cottonmouth, Cottonmouth Man.
Cottonmouth Man, the title track to James Cotton's disc of last year, 2013, and it got him a Grammy nomination. It's a really, really fine disc. James Cotton employing a lot of good friends and great talent on various tracks. We heard Daryl Newlish on vocals on this number. He's on quite a number of them. Of course, he's has been with the James Cotton Band for a while, and also on this track on lead guitar, Joe Bonamassa. James Cotton, of course, on blues harp. He was with the Muddy Waters Blues Band from 1955 to 1966. Before hearing Cottonmouth Man, we heard Eddie the Chief Clearwater here on KRVS. Eddie Clearwater did a number for us called Party at My House. Well, James Cotton, in employing so many different artists on his latest disc, is following a trend started years ago by other blues artists. Case in point might be John Lee Hooker. His album, The Healer, of 1989, was a big success for him. He had special guests on that album, including Carlos Santana, Canned Heat, Robert Cray, Los Lobos, George Thorogood, Charlie Musselwhite, and others. Up to that point, he had been basically repackaging a lot of his old blues. During the decade of the 60s, in fact, he was much more popular, or seemed to be more popular overseas than he was here in the United States. And again, he was reworking a lot of his material for a number of years. Case in point would be this next tune that is on that album, The Healer, one that was his best-selling single. That he first recorded this one back in 1951 from 1989. Here's his reworking of a tune that won him, Roy Rogers, and Bonnie Raitt, all Grammys. John Lee Hooker, Bonnie Raitt, and Roy Rogers with I'm in the Mood.
With you, baby, I don't want to be with no one else. I can't get my thrill, baby. I'm lucky I be with you. Go night time. Oh, Lord, to be with the one you love. I'm in the mood, baby.
love you, you. I love you, bunny. Mm-hmm. What can I do? What can I do?
I hear you call.
I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
Some of your love, some of your love.
I'm coming on.
Some of your love, some more your love. I'm in the mood. Mm-hmm.
I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood for some of your love.
From her disc Hard, Soft Place to Fall. Let me get that one right. Soft Place to Fall. That was Deborah Coleman on guitar and vocals with Don't You Lie to Me. She was preceded by John Lee Hooker with special guests Bonnie Raitt and Roy Rogers, all three of them on guitars, of course. Bonnie Raitt and John Lee Hooker also on vocals. His reprise of I'm in the Mood, what again was a good seller for him in 1951, a big seller for him in 1989 from the album The Healer. This one really boosted his career for some years to come. Next year on KRVS, we heard Deborah Coleman, we heard Bonnie Raitt on guitar. We've got a couple more lady guitar slingers next. Coming up now is Debbie Davies. She played for about 3 years in Albert Collins' band many years ago, and she's had quite a number of discs out over the years from her disc Loose Tonight. Here's Debbie on guitar and vocals with This Man Is Killing Me.
To bite my lip and keep a tight belt on my jeans. When he walks into the room, I try not to catch his eye. When he stands too close to me, I feel like I'm about to die. Shiver and shake. This might be more than I can take. This man is killing me.
Thank you.
comes time for needing my dough, I let my daddy do that. Yes, yes, I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that. Hey, Lord, I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that 'cause it satisfies my worried mind. Oh. Come on, daddy. Oh, keep on turning till the butter comes. Oh, Lord. Gotta keep on churning. When any easy riding goes on here, I let my daddy do that. Yeah, yeah, a sweet daddy does that. I let my daddy do that 'cause it satisfies my worried mind. Oh, yeah.
Rory Block on guitar and vocals from her disc When a Woman Gets the Blues. That was an old Hattie Hart tune. I let my daddy do that, Hattie Hart. Quite a character. Song sang songs of love, sex, cocaine, and voodoo, according to some authors. And she worked a bit with she was out of the Memphis blues scene originally. She worked with the Memphis Jug Band, and then later moved to Chicago. She's actually not much is really known about her. Nothing past the late 1930s. Nobody knows what happened to her, but she was a very, very interesting blues artist, as of course is Rory Block. Before we heard Rory Block, we heard Debbie Davies. Debbie Davies on guitar and vocals did a number called This Man Is Killing Me. Now, you talk about obscure blues artists with a lot of talent. Somebody that definitely fills that definition is Dan Pickett, who recorded probably all of his blues in August of 1949, a number of tracks that he laid down. He was one of these people that apparently listened to records and sort of digested other people's blues and came out with something that was very distinctly his own. He would sing in rapid patter style passages. His guitar playing was really excellent. His voice seemed to reflect the style of Tommy McLennan. Again, very interesting guy. His real name was not Dan Pickett, something like Founty, James Founty, who was originally from Alabama. Here he is from 1949, going by the name of Dan Pickett, with Something's Gone Wrong.
When I woke up this morning, something else is going on wrong. I woke up this morning, ooh, well, man, you know something was going on wrong. Yes, I'm looking for my woman, ooh, well, boy, she had already not left home. Why not time in the morning, call up the Frigidell. Why not time in the morning, man, I'm gonna call up the Frigidell. That's the reason why. Ooh, well, boy, to keep your eyes, boy, the waving, yeah. I'm gonna start walking any morning, wine on the edge of town. Start walking any morning. Why not on the edge of town? That's the reason why. Ooh, well, boy, I don't want to ask me hanging around. Now I'm going down to the grocery stores, order my own groceries myself. Wind down to the grocery store. Ooh, well, boy, order my own groceries myself. Now, you know that's the reason why. Ooh, well, boy, they keep these grocery boys waving, yeah. bye, bye, roll, mister. Farewell to the state of Tennessee. Bye, bye, roll, mister. Farewell to the state of Tennessee. If I don't come home on that old milk train, ooh, well, child, I'll be on that ferry seat.
I got two in the Bama, and I got one on Beale Hill. I got two in the Bama, and I got one on Beale Hill. But don't now suit me like that gal I got in Doodleville. I don't want a woman on Fast Street, I swear I would speak to a woman live on me. I don't want a woman on Fast Street would speak to a woman live on meal. When I get ready for me some loving, I'm going down in Doodleville. Turn your light down low, somebody have shot poor Will. Turn your lamp down low, somebody have shot Buddy Will. I told him to stay from across the river in East Jackson and get one of them gals out of Doodleville. Oh, when my baby see me coming, she lay her head on the windowsill. When my baby see me coming, she lay her head on the windowsill. That's to let them other women know her man's in Doodleville.
Man Boogie Bill Webb recorded in New Orleans back in 1966. Webb was originally from Mississippi, but ended up making New Orleans his home. Very interesting blues man, as was his predecessor here on KRVS, as was Dan Pickett. We heard Dan Pickett again from August of 1949 doing a number called Something's Gone Wrong. Again, not an original composer. Didn't do much in the way of original blues. In fact, one of the very few tunes he did compose and record was really, really pretty bad compared to everything else. But he was a master of that rural blues style, following up ending bars with the last few measures of a bar, complementing his vocals with guitar work, a nice slide playing, and again, a very, very interesting vocalist. Next year on KRVS, one of the most interesting guitarists to record during the 1920s, blues guitarist anyway. We're talking about Arthur Blake, Blind Blake. He recorded for Paramount Records from 1926 to 1932, whereupon he virtually disappeared from the pages of history. Here's Blind Blake from June of 1932 with Depression's Gone From Me Blues.
Gone, baby, I ain't worried all the precious love's gone from me.
About that gal. Oh, I'm nuts about that gal. I don't know what she's done to me. Boys, I'm nuts about that gal. Now she begs a jelly roll. She begs it nice and hot. It never fails or jets the spot. You know I'm nuts about my gal. Oh, boys, I'm nuts about my gal. I can't help myself. I'm just nuts about that gal. If I was sentenced to be hung, and this ain't no lie, if I could just see my baby, I would be willing to die. I'm nuts about that gal. Oh, I'm nuts about that gal. If she ever leave, might go crazy, cause I'm nuts about that gal. And I can't help from the fall. I'm nuts about that gal. Oh, boys, I'm nuts about that gal. I've got a room in the book house. You know I'm going nuts about that gal. She likes the music soft when the lights are low. When she starts to kiss me, does me good down in my toes. You know I'm nuts about that gal. Oh, boys, I'm nuts about that gal. I don't know what you've done, but I'm really nuts about that gal. When I met my gal, she was dumb could be, but I plead to my soul, she put that thing on me. I'm nuts about my gal. Oh, yes, I'm nuts about my gal. But she's meaner than hell, but sweeter than the sugar that goes in my tea.
Obviously, he's nuts about that gal. That was Lonnie Johnson, recorded in New York City back in August of 1932. Lonnie Johnson, originally from New Orleans, from a very large and very, very musical family. He went to England on a tour back in 1917 or so. When he came home, he found out that all but one of his families, a brother, had passed away due to the Spanish flu epidemics. And he left New Orleans never really to return, at least to live anyway. One of the most remarkable guitarists of the 20s and early 30s. The same, of course, could be said about Blind Blake. We heard Blind Blake just before hearing Lonnie Johnson. We heard Arthur Blind Blake recorded in June of 1932 in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records, doing Depression's Gone From Me Blues. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, music from Guy Davis and his disc Juba Dance. It came out last year and has received a lot of airplay on blues radio programs around the country. Here's Guy Davis with a tune entitled Did You See My Baby?
My baby go, did you see my honey go, did you see my mama go, did you see my sweetie go, baby went, honey went, mama went, sweetie went, baby went, Bring me water. Did you bring me whiskey? Did you bring me water? Did you bring me whiskey? Ha ha!
my baby go? Did you see my honey go? Did you see my mama go? Did you see my sweetie go? Baby went, honey went, mama went, sweetie went, baby went. Oh, oh, oh.
Did you see my baby? Guy Davis from his disc Juba Dance. Again, that one got a lot of airplay around the country, particularly last year. Davis on blues harp, vocals, and guitar. He's had a number of discs out over the years. His father was the actor Ossie Davis. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS, we broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And we are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. We do appreciate it. And those of you who aren't yet members, if you are considering membership, which we hope that you are, you can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.